After a number of near misses in a crosswalk near two Sooke School District schools, crossing guards are changing locations and students are being directed to use a different route to school. Last month, the district called on drivers to be more aware of students near PEXSISEN Elementary School and Center Mountain Lelum Middle School, both of which opened last year in Langford with a total of about 1,000 students. The biggest problems have been at the roundabout near the two adjacent schools on busy West Shore Parkway. Crossing guard Kaylee Sutherland said in March that one of her colleagues had been bumped by a car there, and she was afraid it was only a matter of time until one of them or a student was struck. A parent noted that drivers get angry and impatient when crossing guards try to do their jobs, and some ignore the guards. District Superintendent Scott Stinson said the changes are being made after consulting with West Shore RCMP and the City of Langford. A fourth crossing guard is also being added on a temporary basis. We'll add one to bridge us to the end of this school year and then we'll continue to work with the city around any future additions, said Stinson, adding he's heard the crossing guards' experiences, and it continues to be a concern for us. Stinson said that as drivers approach the school zone from the Goldstream area, many turn right to continue toward Sooke. They're looking left into the roundabout to see cars coming. They're not looking right to see the crosswalk, which is almost immediately there. One of the solutions is to move the crossing guards to the north side of the parkway at Constellation Avenue, he said. The sightlines are better, much easier visibility for drivers to be able to see both the activated lights and our guards, Stinson said. We're trying to divert students to cross Constellation just above the school and go through the subdivision, as opposed to down to the busy parkway. The new crossing guard will be on Constellation near Meridian Avenue, he said. Parents will still make choices about how they choose to have their kids go to and from school, Stinson said. But for us, this is our best advice on the safest route, and where we're going to place our guards for their safety. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.